From London, BBC Caribbean Report.
The Caribbean banana lobby continues as Europe and the US square off in another dispute over hormone treated beef. Grassroots demonstrations in Haiti to force the police chiefs to resign, and it's England versus Sri Lanka when cricket's big carnival opens at Lord's tomorrow. I'm Ken Richards and this is BBC Caribbean Report. The CARICOM position on bananas as it relates to the recent World Trade Organization ruling and proposed changes to Europe's banana regime has been explained in four more European capitals. Dominica's Prime Minister Edison James has been taking the Caribbean banana case to Spain, Brussels, Finland and Denmark. Prime Minister James says he's been emphasizing there the region's need for continued access to the marketplace for Caribbean fruit. Asked him earlier today what kind of response he's been getting from the Europeans.
What we've gotten from the capitals in the discussion is that people are satisfied that a tariff weight quota could be put in place as opposed to a tariff only arrangement, which I understand the U.S. administration was talking about.
But it is admittedly a difficult time for bananas. What do you expect to come out of the EU review of the import regime?
I've just this minute come back from visiting two of the major supermarket chains in England, which are dealing in